Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 and WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It's a beautiful time of year, folks. It is an absolutely beautiful time of year. This is when I like to slap on my Ugg boots, go to an apple orchard, put on some plaid, and have something with pumpkin spice in it. Just really enjoy the fall. But what comes with fall? Great fall racing, because this is when all the, just like the cool little boutique meets run, and I for one am all for it. But who am I? I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oaklawn. And I've got myself a guest here. I'm afraid I'm gonna give away my theme for this here episode with this first sound drop, but you might know him as the host of the Who's Got the Action podcast. Check him out when you're dying for some action. Mr. Andrew Capone, what is up, man?
What's going on, Chase? How are you? How's down in Arkansas?
Man, the weather is beautiful today. It's like, it's the first day it feels like fall. Like, I'm pretty pumped. I think that's why I was all on the Ugg boot kick, you know?
Well, you know, Tampa Downs is about under 3 feet of water right now. So hopefully we'll have some better racing up north. You know, it's that fall time of year. We got the boutique little meet now. Mammoth at the Meadowlands, little turf racing, tight turns. I mean, where else can you watch a turf race inside of a harness track?
Dude, all right. So Capone has been telling me for roughly years now that I need to cover this meet. And like most things Capone tells me, he's right. And then it takes me years to catch on to that fact. And yeah, man. So we decided we're going to jump in and we're going to play, like you said, the Meadowlands. It is a harness track and they put a turf course inside of it. How was it? 2 weeks? 2 weeks that they run the thoroughbred meet?
They run it. It's 8 days, 4 weeks, 2 days a week. So every Friday and Saturday night underneath the lights. Very, very unique course, only 7 furlongs. And since it's inside of a harness track, it plays more like a bullring 6 furlong track because the turns are super tight and the stretches are really long. So it's there's no real passing on the turns. It's really just what position you are coming into that second turn. And then you hope you either have the kick to get home or, you know, you hope to stay up in front and pray for that line.
Man, I can't think of another turf bullring out there. I'm sure there's one that exists, but I really off the top of my head cannot think of where it would be.
I could think of the Rocky Mountain Turf Club, which is now dirt, but it used to be turf, which is, I believe, up in Calgary or somewhere up north where our ice friends are from. Mm-hmm. There was one up there, but now it did move to turf. Dirt, sorry.
The land of the 20th cent trifecta, as I like to call it. Yeah, man. So that is an excellent, I mean, it's an excellent point that you point out with it being inside of, being inside of a harness track, being a turf bullring, and tight turns. Tight turns play so much into turf racing. It plays into any racing, but it feels like it takes more effect in turf than anywhere else. But man, Capone here is my hired gun. This gun's for hire. Even That's the other part that makes it super degenerate, is it runs at night. I love the tracks that run at night because I feel like God would be upset if it ran during the daytime and he could see what was happening. He'd be like, what is this shit? What is going on? What have you people gotten into? What's the vibe nighttime at the Meadowlands?
I've been a bunch of times, and I'll tell you two things. One, pre-FanDuel Sportsbook opening up, mm-hmm. and I've been post-FanDuel Sportsbook opening up. So people don't know, Giants Stadium is where the Giants play in the Meadowlands, right next mm-hmm. to is the Harness Track, and they also built a FanDuel Sportsbook inside of the Harness Track there. So it used to be, you know, sort of a quieter meet, some people there, maybe 300-400 people betting on it. And now that they brought the FanDuel Sportsbook, there is thousands upon thousands of people. And I swear it's a lot of people going out for a smoke break, and that's half our pool fillers.
Right.
Because they're inside betting on all these different games going on around the country. Friday night, you get a little college football action. Saturday, all day college football action and college football action at night. And they just come out. I mean, there's a reason they do this in the month of October, because right. they have so many people they're betting on sports, and people come out and you know, it gets pretty big. They got the next three weekends, they have the Fright Fest going on there too. So you get a lot of families coming out, bringing their kids. Dad goes over to the track. Mom and the kids might head over to Fright Fest. But it's definitely a fun track. Really fun to watch at night, and it's a lot of guys shipping in from different places. You'll see yes. on the card today, Delaware, Maryland, guys coming from down from Saratoga, Monmouth for a couple Jersey bred races. But really, you get people chasing after those last turf races before they move back down south. So it's a little bit of a mix. Sometimes not the greatest horses, but Pick Five last week paid a little over $25,000. So definitely prices to be had.
That is a banger payout, and it makes sense because the fields are large, like you said, shipping in from all sorts of places. This is actually the kind of like card and meet where I might actually like spring for the Thoroughgraphs if it weren't Meadowlands. Like, I guess with that caveat, like I'm not gonna invest in Thoroughgraphs for Meadowlands, but I will 100% like grab the PPs and play to the best of my ability. Yeah, man, it's an interesting little card for sure. We're gonna be taking a look at the early. There is no early Pick Five. There's only six races. Yeah, that's also pretty baller. Listen, man, we've all been there. You're sweating your first quarter like under in some action game. Just slip in a little Meadowlands bet while you're at it. Why not? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to kick this thing off with race two, the only Pick Five. I guarantee this thing pays friggin' buckets. We'll be right back with more Notorious OTB. Thinking of joining WinBet? Now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WinBet casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WinBet is live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. Plus, WinBet has their own same game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. PromoGuy.us, the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. They've got daily updates on odd boosts and huge cash bonuses from all their major sports books. And they've got a VIP Discord group that puts even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. I gotta say, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they are some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is probable to win, where you'll get the best odds, and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of it all is that Promo Guy is running a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to promoguy.us and check out their 100% tracked, transparent, and proven method for betting smarter. So make sure you check out promoguy.us. Welcome back to the Notorious OTB. We are Notorious. Brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Man, I'm going to be honest, Capone. I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground at this track. I'm leaning on you. I have some opinions, but I'm leaning on you, my man. So let's go ahead. You know what? We're going to burn this pick five down. And you know what else? You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. Race two is the spark. God damn it. I love the Boss so much, dude. I don't know if you're a Boss fan. I am a huge Boss fan. Yeah, of course.
You got to be. You got to be. Come on. Italian Giant, from Tri-State area. Giants fan. Dude. Got me doing it.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I wish I could describe to you how wide the smile on Capone is right now after I hit him with those three nuggets. Those three nuggets of a sound drop.
I absolutely loved it. I mean, you know, I'm a biased player, true and true. Don't have too much data from this year, but we're going to go back and look at last year's data as well as this year's data. I mean, horses, you can't close on this track. The turns are too tight. You really can't close. Seen a couple closes in turf sprints, but really that's just been meltdowns. You know, 21s, 20.5s, horses that are just running out the gate too fast and they can't hold it. But we're talking about routes here, so let's take a look at this race. 64% of horses coming from on or within three lengths of the lead at first call. So we're over 60% there. So we want horses that are going to be closer to the lead than farther off, especially going to that first turn. Looking at the mile races, they race a mile and 16th and five furlongs there, the three distances. At a mile, the turn comes up pretty quickly. It really catches them off guard. So you want to get somebody a little bit closer. I'm actually going to be talk a little bit in the next race about handicapping this sequence, not necessarily this race. But this race, I'm going to start off with a single here, and I'm going to lean on the number two, Indian Town. For Graham Motion, this horse has just stepped forward every single time it's raced. It's going from mile 16th back down to the mile. You know, it gets another 4, 5, 6 points on that time form as it should step forward, keeps going. Really going to be tough to beat. Nobody else I like to bet in this country off of a layoff than Mr. Graham Motion. 31 to 61 days, 23% on the turf. So, you know, he knows how to make them step forward when they're on the turf. I think this horse, you know, one last time out, almost wired it the entire time, was there by second call and took him the rest of the way. I think this is going to be a single here for me. Indian Town working pretty well right now with a couple decent workmate partners. Good opportunity to start off your pick five with a single. And do you know why we always start off with a single? Because we always got the pick four to come back with.
That's right. That is right. That is why God made pick fours. And I feel like you're really like leaning into the Bridge and Tunnel crowd here when you've got a horse, you know, sired by Verrazano in this one. Was it the Verrazano to Staten? Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Brooklyn to Staten Island.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. I know my way around a little bit. So I saw the things the same way with this this $20,000 optional claimer for New Jersey breds. I liked Indian Town, but the fact that it's facing you know, winners for the first time scared me a little bit. So I included some other horses. I used Here Comes Billy for Douglas Nunn, a trainer I know nothing about, with Angel Rodriguez, a jock I know a little bit about. You know, that's a name that you see quite a bit in New Jersey. That's another horse that might show some speed. And then I threw in Cash Kid, and I kind of feel like an idiot now that it's been impressed upon me by Capone just how bad off the pace is at this track. So I might toss that and actually just pare it down to the 2.7 here, as opposed to going at 2.79. Seven is, I mean, I'm definitely defensively using a favorite if I include the seven, but I feel like with this race, I can't see Indian Town just getting slammed at the window. What do you think? Where do you think the money really flows into this one? Do you think Indian Town is just bet down to oblivion?
I think Indian Towns goes off at even money.
Even money?
Smaller pools here. Win pools have been pretty, you know, they've been okay size, 30, 40,000, not the greatest. That pick five pool gets up to about 60,000. Again, smaller tracks, smaller. You know, there's going to be opportunities, I think, in other races where you're going to say, oh, horse gets bet down to even money. But then there's other horses that were 4-1 now sitting at 20-1. And that's where you really get some good variance. And that's why this tends to pay pretty well.
Yeah. And I mean, I think something to point out here is that the good news is that this is race one. And if I feel like I'm defensively using a favorite, I could definitely take a look at the money in the pools, how it's bet, before I actually lock in my pick five ticket and it goes live. So if I'm watching this in Indian Town, I mean, if I'm all in on Indian Town, I've handicapped, I've watched the post parade, horse looks sound. everything looks good on paper to me, and Indian Town's even money, odds are I'm going to go ahead and single Indian Town then, because Andrew and I both. Andrew, not Andre, I would like to point out. A little typo last time. Both really like this horse. So right now we're talking Indian Town, but we're going to move it on. Race three, of course, 1 mile on the turf. $12,500 claimer. No conditions, no state bred anything. I really liked a horse here that now I don't really like anymore. Who you got?
So let's talk about handicapping sequences before handicapping races. Okay. I went through this sequence. I came up with three singles and a pair. And then I came to this race. I left this race off because if there's no conditions on it, I get a little lost. I'm not going to lie to you. As much as I understand and read the form, when there's no conditions, I get a little bit lost in what's going on. I handicapped every whole sequence. I came back to this. I came four times through this race. Every time I had at least five horses. And my rule of thumb is if you have half the field, you buy the whole field. So I'm going to do something which is very, very, very faux pas on a stream or anything like that. I'm going to hit that all button here. I'm going to hit the all button with a race with no conditions in it, with horses that are a bunch of losers, to be frank. Mm-hmm. Horses yeah. that are coming from 12K claimers, 50K races, course coming from an 80K allowance race at Colonial that ran pretty well, the four horse. I look at horses that have been claimed five times in the last 9 weeks. I mean, this is just, to me, this is a hit the all button race and move on. I'm very skinny in the other four legs. I'm going to hit the all button here because a race like this, I can't define who is here to win, who is here just to drop, who is here to get some sort of check.
I need to find myself the all detergent jingle from when I was a kid, though. A-L-L, that's all kind of thing, you know. Hey, man, I respect tactical use of the all button, especially when there's only one sequence. There's only one sequence. This is a 10-horse race. You likely have scratches. It's not like he's going all in a 16-horse race or anything. Why not? If you feel like you don't have a strong opinion, why not turn this thing into a pick four? I like the strategy there. So I'm hoping that the one Lavery, that Andy Hernandez uses the weight break and he pushes this horse up towards the front and keeps it really close in you know, for this race, because the price is huge. I want to say it was 15-1 on the morning line.
It'll be 40-50-1 at the gate. I mean, this right, horse will be.
Yeah. Another, it's, I mean, a horse coming out of parks, coming off the dirt, had a really dirty running line at Monmouth. But also, I mean, had some decent running lines, you know, going back to Gulfstream Park. It stayed in the same barn, training well enough. Like, I mean, literally the least raced horse in this field is like 16 races. The most raced horse in this field has like 69 races under his belt with like four wins. These are just like career losers. If I can find an angle, like I'm going to go ahead and take a shot with the one. And then I also included, I believe, I also used the five. Let's see. That was on the couch, which is where you can typically find me. You know, it has shown the ability to run close to the pace before, but it's really just kind of a wild card. Basically, I'm just staying away from what is the morning line favorite, which is the three, Bird's Eye View. Because that horse just is a, like, clinical hanger. Like, if you just look at the, like, if hammer this horse to place, like, because this horse just finished second. So I'm going against it, and I'm using the 1 and 4 to do it. It, yeah. I mean, there's one horse here I have to ask. I've actually been meaning to ask you this for weeks. There are two horses that I've noticed running in your neck of the woods. One is named Capone. And the other is named Uncle Andrew. True or false, one or both of these horses is named for you?
I believe both are. Okay. But I'm a big fader of Capone because okay. that horse just scratches all the time.
True.
It's clearly an unsound horse, just scratches all the time. And I was at Saratoga, I think he scratched twice at Saratoga. Both days I was there, and obviously 45 text messages from every person I know saying, there's a horse with your name running today. And I'm right. like, of course. course there is. Thanks, right. guys. Didn't notice. Only been working here and here every single day. Appreciate the heads up.
People always ask me, are you going to take this horse? And the horse has Wolf in the name somewhere. And I just have to tell them, fuck no. Absolutely not. I'm not touching anything with Wolf in the name because it's such a double-edged sword. Because if I do and the horse loses, everyone's like, you just picked it because of the name. And then if it wins, they're like, oh, why don't you just pick it because of the name? It's because I'm a better handicapper than that. Son of a bitch. All right.
But you get my theory here on the all button. You get what I'm doing.
Oh yeah, I mean, no, 100%.
My ticket still costs $10. Base costs $10. So why not hit the all button? It still costs $10.
If you have that strong of opinion, single, pair, somewhere in that sequence, if you had, why not turn that into a very strong opinionated pick four? Like, go ahead. Just give yourself the free square instead of via very strong mortal lock favorite, which those lose occasionally. But you know what never loses? The fucking all button. That's right. I'm all for it, man. I love this. If you catch any smoke for this, you tell them to come see me, Capone. And you know why they catch smoke from this? It can't start a fire. I just had to use it one more time. All right, moving on. We're looking at race four. Once again, of course, it's all going to be 1 mile. It's a $25,000 non-winners of four lifetime. Not state bred. You see the one back in NACO who is a speedball on the front, on the rail. It's hard to look other places, but let's hear it. Where did you go?
I took a horse here that's going to be coming off it a little bit. And I think it's actually going to be it's considered a plotter, stretching out here, going from 6 furlongs, 7 furlongs, 6 furlongs, 6 furlongs in the last four races, stretching out here. Panster, the number three horse, stretches out. If you look at its races, when it did stretch out, it stayed a little bit closer to the pace. And I like that. Two races up at Saratoga, 90K allowance race at 1/16, finished second. It won an inner turf race up at Saratoga as well, August 5th. Another one, starter allowance, stayed a little bit closer to the pace. I'm looking at this horse here for something that I absolutely love. An angle that people don't pay much attention to, probably besides me, and that is change of trainer. I'm a big fan of the change of trainer and seeing where they go, especially when they come from two individuals and two individuals only. One, Christophe Clement, and two, Dallas Stewart. I love when horses leave those barns. For some reason, they always seem to step forward. When we look at this here, change of trainer here, 33% next time out. So new trainer, 33% next time out. Love that opportunity there. Third of races, 18 in the sample. I think this horse is going to be a little bit closer. It's shown it's raced in much higher class races. It's 9-2 on the morning line. It's going to be a little bit further back. I think Hector Diaz Jr. is going to have the horse a little bit closer. I just think this is a really, really good opportunity here for a horse to, you know, come off this layoff, make a step forward. And I think it's going to be underlooked on the board. I'm going to be singling a horse here that I see at 9-2 on the morning line. And I think I'm going to get somewhere between the 8 and 10-1 range.
I like it. You know what? I'm also single here.
I'm single. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle.
Yeah. Now,
I didn't go to the same place. As you know, and I'm sure as listeners of the show have learned now with what we're 41 episodes in, I am a fucking simp for weight breaks. I love weight breaks, especially on speed favoring courses. You give me a bug jock with the weight break who knows to send with it. I'm all over it. So I singled the 9, Bally Dooley, and I'm looking through Bally Dooley's lines here, and I'm just looking at some of the names that this horse has run up against. November 7th, in a position no one wants to be in, gets chased down from behind by David Donk's Big Package. Runs into Scuttle Buzz, Artemis City Limits, comes back, runs into Artemis City Limits again. Fauci, Maxwell Esquire, those are all just kind of Naira familiar names of pretty good little turf horses. And then last time out, just, you know, didn't really make the lead, but still stayed competitive. I mean, this horse has flashed the speed before. It's been run down, but I kind of like you know, I'm not seeing any time where the horses had the break, except for what, with Louis Cards a couple times or one time, and the horse ran pretty valiant there in a maiden's race, except it was on the dirt. Also, I think people are going to discount this horse because it's only run once at the distance. However, it was on the turf or on the dirt. It was on fast dirt. So, I mean, the horse really came alive whenever they made the move to turf. So, yeah, I'm single Ballydooley here.
Yeah, I mean, that was my number two choice there, to be honest with you. Going back to Pants, I just wanted to also give jockey trainer combination winning at a 30% clip. Yes, you heard me right. That is a 30% clip right now. I will say the one thing that Ballydooley, why I stepped off, two reasons. One, I wanted to keep my ticket at $10. You can double it and add this horse and make my ticket $20. But yep. I really wanted to keep that ticket at $10. Ballydooley here. I did notice Michelle Nevin on that sprinter route angle is one of the worst out there. So I don't know if this horse can get it. I understand your weight break thing. And at 1 mile on these tight terms, it's probably playing closer to 7 furlongs. So you're probably right in the sense of getting a horse gets placed a little more forward. Good opportunity here for Jose Gomez coming in to have the win. Any concern that Eric Cancel's not in the mount? Eric Cancel is here for two races. Or just such a small meet. These guys are racing during the day at Belmont, driving over that night. I mean, there's these guys. I saw the other day there was four jockeys that all raced on Friday that ended up racing Friday night.
You got to think that he is like the big swinging dick when he shows up in Meadowlands, right? Like when you compare him to the rest of this colony, like I'm not too worried about it. He had his pick of just every single horse. Yeah. I'm not too worried about it. I probably should be a lot more worried about it, but I'm not. We're going to take a quick break here at the Notorious OTB. When we come back, we're going to hit race 5, race 6, round out this only pick 5 at the Meadowlands. Their thoroughbred meet on the turf. We will be right back. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick 'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250K plus in cash. Just download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and just watch yourself climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus the house and 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. That's right, if you sweep them 20 times. Bet on up to 5 player props, over-unders, or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the PGA, the MMA, even NASCAR. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this one. Sign up with the promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or just download the app to get it first deposit match up to $25. You know, a lot of people tell you that they regret not learning Spanish in high school. I don't regret flunking the hell out of Spanish, but I kind of regret not taking Portuguese. Brazil seems kind of cool. I've seen City of God a bunch of times. So if you're like me and there's a foreign language that you regret not learning in school, it's never too late to start with Babbel. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you can finally cross learning that new language off your list. Listen, I've taken some Babbel classes. Look, it's called Babbel. You're going to feel dumb at the beginning, but you know what? You're going to learn a language. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson, so you can start having real-life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's right. Conversate with that mail-order bride in 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Now let's talk about Odds Trader. What is Odds Trader? Well, Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sports books to get the best deal. App also provides player statistics, key game statistics, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. Because if you're not tracking yourself, what are we even doing here? So, check out all these cool features on Odds Trader. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. I want to sound like I'm from Rio. There's so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, get up to 55% of your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's babbel.com/SGP for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, it's a language for life. Welcome back to the Notorious OTB. Brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. If I was on my P's and Q's, I'd have some like Naughty by Nature, a little Tretch, Trenton's own Tretch. Getting sound drops for this episode. I got lost in boss land, I'll be honest. All right, race five. Of course, 1 mile. Why am I saying it every single time? Folks, they're mile races. $45,000, non-winners of, I think it's three years old and upward, which have never won a race, other than main claim your starter. That's the limit to the amount of conditions I read. This was another pretty good little race, but I also felt pretty bold in this one. Where did you go? Is this one of your singles?
Another single. Drop it down right there. Get another single. On the six here, Miss Boone T. Bonnie T. Horse ran very impressive at Saratoga. Continued to stride out. Continued to have that kick over and over again. It's going to be coming. It came a little deeper than I wanted to in this coming race, in that Saratoga race. The previous race before that was much tighter. This is a horse that is out of the David Donk barn. I know you love Donk horses, so out of the David Donk barn. Been doing pretty well. Workmate partners have been fair enough. That last race at Saratoga that it won, two winners, next time out winners, come out of that race. So I'm looking at it as a teeny bit of a key race. It's raced on the inner turf at Saratoga. It's got those tight turns. Still looking at 7 furlong, same distance. That 7 furlong track, so you're getting that tight turns. I think this is an opportunity here for to grab a horse that's going to be probably a little lower, maybe 3-1, 7-2 when the gates pop. But you got Diaz up, Hector Diaz Jr. up. I think this is a good opportunity here. This connections don't meet very much, but horse that's going to be in that stalking position. And if you go back down in the form and squint a little bit, it's got a little bit dirty form as late, but there's some pretty big numbers it put up on time form last out.
All right. So when Peyton Manning goes to the line, he's got, you know, his call, and then he's got his other call. Whenever he doesn't see the right coverage, he yells Omaha, and it's hot route time. So I'm going to my line with my play, and then if I see something else, I'm going to hot route. I'm going to Omaha it to another play. I have a single, but my single is an AE. It's Quarry of Thunder for someone who is training horses that are running fucking holes in the wind. Jose Cameo, dude. I watched his horses last week at Aqueduct. Two straight on the card. Literally, Rosario did not move his hands once. And they won by open links. Like the man is on to something training a horse. You were saying you had to talk to him. What was his like? He just keeps him happy, right?
He keeps horses happy. He believes that he uses a different pad between the horseshoe and the bottom of the foot. It's a little piece of rubber. There's only one other trainer on the Saratoga backstretch that used that same pad, Mr. Chad Brown himself. So you're in good company there. I don't know why nobody else is doing it. Apparently it's
made of fucking flubber. Probably
it's another $24 every time you shoe a horse, $6 a hoof. But okay. He puts this little pad in and he believes that the horses sit a little more comfortable with that now that we've taken off that front toe curl on the horses because of Hissa. So he thinks it does well. He likes to keep horses happy, and he's in that David Donk, you know, that same David Donk mentality. Horses are meant to be run. Horses should run 8 to 12 times a year, not 4 times a year. And so he's a big believer in, you know, training horses by racing them, not necessarily by just working them out 16 times before their next race.
He comes from the Merktan Canton Marcy barn, which I always like the name Merktan because it sounds like the name they have for like a Victorian era pubic wig, the Merkin. But different.
He's the nicest guy in the world, by the way. Yeah. And he's one of the coolest guys in the world to watch a race with. Because he's just screaming. I don't know what language he speaks, but he's screaming in it. And I want to know what they're saying. because right. I hope they're saying the same thing as us. Like, go to the left, go to the left. You're like,
right.
change leads. I don't know what he's saying, but him and his crew are just in the winner's circle, hyped up, screaming, and I have no idea what they're saying.
I do much more pleading with the Lord himself whenever I'm screaming. Usually it's just, you know, begging the Lord Jesus to give me this horse just one time. So if Quarry of Thunder enters, I'm singling this horse. Like everything Jose Camejo touches right now turns to fucking gold. So I'm just going to let that horse run. I feel like it will probably get out and wire. If it doesn't, I like a horse that's coming just a touch off the pace, not like a deep closer or anything. I single the 2, Texas Magic. Funny story. Arkansas, Texas A&M were playing, but Texas Tech and Texas were playing before that game on ESPN. And I was watching that game like a hawk, hoping it didn't go to fucking overtime, because that means it bleeds over into my game and I've got to watch like the Skycast of whatever it is. And so I'm watching it, like Texas completes a deep pass. They line up. They kick the field goal. As soon as the ball goes through the uprights, I just yell, "Fuck!" And my wife walks in at that moment. She's like, "Why do you care? You hate everything Texas." That's right. I hate everything Texas. But despite that, I'm taking Texas Magic. The California Chrome Baby comes out of a Hold Me Back Mirror, Jet Black Magic. I mean, there's turf winner in there. This horse has won on the turf. I like this to actually pass a couple of horses. I like the inside stalking trip. I feel like on these tight turns, that really pays off. And I either single Texas Magic or Quarry of Thunder if Quarry of Thunder draws in.
I did not have, in my defense, the AEs on my PPs. So
that's fair.
I discluded them, which is because I printed them off pretty early. But Jose Camejo is 60% at Meadowlands right now. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. And dude, just seriously, if you don't believe me, you will believe your own eyes if you just go and watch the replays of his horses running at the back at the Times Square Elmo meet last week. Like, it's been, these horses are insane, dude. Like, they have just been flying. All right. This is it. This is the money leg. I mean, and according to Capone, like, this is going to pay, it's going to pay this kind of money.
Hey, come on, don't rub on that. You block that. You understand? That's alpaca. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit.
Right.
You don't rub them. Put the club soda on there.
Look. I'm going to hit this pick 5. You put that club soda on my alpaca, damn it. It's a $10,000 main claimer. Man, I went super skinny with 2 singles, 1 double. You went 3 single, 1 double with the all. This is like my all, but too much of a pussy to press it leg. Where did you go here? Because I went like 7 deep.
So let's start off by, I want to know your opinion. Let's talk about this 11 horse here. What's going on? Is this dropping and somebody take this away from us? What's with this 11 horse here? I narrowed it down to 2 horses here, and that was the 2 and the 11. But the 11 I'm just putting in because I think it's just, this is a massive drop. They're trying to get rid of this horse.
They're trying to get rid of it. It ran into trouble last time. They threw 2 times back. They threw just the kitchen sink at it with Lasix, mm-hmm. blinks, front wraps, it looks like. It's never been well bet. I'm always such a, like a, I always tell people, you know what, even if they're trying to dump the horse, it doesn't always mean that it's not just the best horse in this particular race. I liked it, but I stayed away from it. I mean, this horse could just be kind of like a chronic trouble thing. Cause I mean, the 2 back when it ran in a $40,000 optional, or sorry, $40,000 claimer. It looks like it was maybe a little bit rank, wanted to go early. And then this one's baffling just because they keep moving it between main special weights, you know, to unprotected maiden claiming races. What's your take? I'm in the weeds, man. I really don't know what to say here.
Five-year-old maiden, 35 starts, reading the running lines, bumped early, off, pulled up early, off, pulled between foes, off, outrun early, bobbled break, bump, yeah. Start right, led inside, tried to set pace, gave way on backstretch. I mean, this horse is just, I don't get, because it continuously is putting up figures that raise my eyebrows. And I look at these figures, I'm like, okay, maybe here, let's go. But then I look at the morning line at 5-1 and I go, I need 50 to one to bet this horse. It's a right. 5-year-old, 0-35 maiden.
No one beats 9th of April 36 times in a row.
Exactly. But I can't leave it off my ticket now, right? Because right. now that I've said that, now I'm going to screw myself. I look right. at the training. 25 of 26. 56 of 81. I mean, the horse isn't even training, but I can't figure out why it's still here and why it's running these numbers. Maybe it's just finally making this drop from the 55s and 40s. And hey, guys, let's go finally win a race for the owners here and drop down to a 10. Maybe that's it. I could be wrong. I'm gonna include
the
11.
Touch it. Who's gonna touch it out of the claim box? You know, that's the big question. Is like, okay, do they allow it to plummet off of the class cliff because they feel like no one's gonna claim the fucking horse anyway?
Yeah, maybe that's the game. Nobody's gonna claim it, and we can just win a race here. So maybe that's the opportunity. I'm gonna go 2 and 11 here. I can't leave that 11 off just because it's baffling to me that it's had this many starts, and it just seems like if they can finally put together a race and it doesn't get bumped at the start, it doesn't have one of 16 variables it's had in its lifetime happen. I mean, you got to read the run lines. I even went back to the extended and just kept going down. I mean, every race it has an issue. Yeah. But if it puts it all together, maybe this is where it gets the win. It's finally dropping to a class where it probably should be. Gets a good opportunity here, has the figures to hold on. And the second choice I'm going to go with, or my first choice, is a weight break here, a little bit of weight break, and that's the number 2, Dream Astray. I thought this horse ran really well last time out. Gets a cutback here on the 16th of a mile. Well, not a huge difference, but I think with the inside position being closer to the front of the lead, the really early fast pace last time, 130, 123, 108 on the time form pace figures. So definitely on the earlier high speed last time, I think it's going to be a little slower coming out of the gate here. Good opportunity for the horse to get to the lead. And I think the horse can probably get to the lead and keep on going. And a little bit of that cutback there is going to give the opportunity. Goes around the first turn first, goes around the second turn first, and really just, you know, praise for that line. The 118, a little bit of a weight break here. Good opportunity, I think, for this horse to get that 5-pound weight break and take it there. I got to know what your theory is, though. If you're taking 5 or 7 horses, why aren't you hitting that all button?
Because I'm a cheap ass, Capone. That's most of it.
It's all but one, baby. You know the rules. If you do all but one, you know, we have a close friend, you and I, that missed out on I think it was $15,000 pick 5 at Gulfstream, and he was all but one in the last race. And what happened? The 24-1 ran off the track.
Yeah, I've had it happen to me, not for near those stakes. But yes, I've had that happen to me as well. So, all right, this is the last thing I'm going to say about 9th of April, who no one beats 36 times in a row, is every time the horse has actually broken and not had the trouble at the gate, it flashes the speed. So it's even more confounding. It's even more confounding. This is a sneaky-ass move. We should claim this horse. I'll go sell my truck right now. And we will claim I will send you to the claim box. We're going to claim this horse because we're going to blow up their plan. And then
even better than this, we hit the pick 5, take our winnings, and buy them off the track for the claim price.
Good call. And then you put it in a van down to me, and it gives my daughters just rides around the backyard for the rest of its happy life. Because that horse is a warrior. It deserves it.
In New York City, it might be a little hard. I don't know if I'll make it this week, so leaving it in a trailer in the city on the Upper East Side, I don't know how well that's going to work out. But there's a project about 12 blocks north. They have a nice courtyard there. I'm sure they'll be happy to take care of them.
Listen, I know a nice vacant lot near where my sister used to live in Spanish Harlem that's not that far that you can, with like a telescope or something, you could, from the UES, you could keep an eye on this one. All right, so my top pick, I used the 5 committed. I'm using this one to come from off the pace. I feel like if it does, it pays absolute balloons. It's Bonnie Lucas, who... I mean, I've seen her bounce around at Saratoga. I've seen her bounce around at Monmouth. Abner Adorno, another one I've seen bounce around at Saratoga. You know, kind of ships in and out for horses. Gets a little bit of a drop in class. Has actually shown the ability to pass. And I know that horses have been winning on the front end, but I feel like being able to pass is just so valuable in these races. And the price on it is absolutely massive. Lord knows what it floats up to once the people, you know, sweating tennis matches in Uzbekistan, you know, step out for their cigarette break at the old Meadowlands. 15-1 for committed. But let me give you everyone I used to let you know how just like lukewarm I am on that pick. I was on the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10.
I damn near got all of them, Capone.
Hit the all button, baby. You don't want to be alive and not get hit this. It's going to pay buckets.
I'll tell you what. Considering you talked me out of three deep into two deep in the first leg, it makes it a little bit more affordable to go, you know, because I'm looking at, well, I was 2x2, so $4, single, and then, I mean, what? I can get this for, we got 13 horses? Well, 12?
It'll go 10 usually at the gate. I believe their gate only fits 10 horses. I could be wrong, though.
$24? I don't know. I can't math. We'll figure this out. Hold on. I'm going to figure this out right now because I feel embarrassed for my math teachers as a child.
Well, in that time, I'm going to go back and give mine out again. Just is that cool?
Efficient use of time, and I appreciate it. Go for it, Capone.
All right, so we're going back. I'm going to be single two. I'm going to do something that you should never do on a podcast, and I'm going to hit that all button in number race three. The next race, I'm going to go back to a single, the three horse with the new trainer here, Panster. Opportunity if you wanted to add a little bit there. I really want to be as tight as I possibly can. Then go into the next race. I'm going to single that six horse. Miss Bonnie T talked about this horse, you know, a little bit of change here. Winner last time out at Saratoga, coming out of a key race where two winners came out next time out. And in that final race, I'm going to be 211, the two Dreaming Straight with the weight break, given the opportunity to go wire to wire within one length of the lead at first call. It looks like it should be standing. And then I'm going to add that 11 because no one, and I mean no one, beats 9th of April 35 times in a row.
Nobody does it. Not if they know what's good for them. Okay, so I got my math figured out here. Since I dropped out the 9 in the first leg, my ticket was 2-7 with 1-5, 9, and then I'm either singling the 2 or the 13 in the third leg. And then you know what? I'm going to steal a line from one of my favorite movies. It is one of my favorite because I lived with my friends when I was like 21 years old. We had a 5-disc DVD changer. We only had 2 discs. One was Das Boot and the other one was Grandma's Boy. So I'm going to quote Grandma's Boy here. I'll go to the loony bin with you, kid. I don't give a fack. So I'm hitting the all button in the last leg with my boy Capone. I'm turning this into a pick four also. It's only a $24 ticket, honestly, if I hit the all button in the last leg. He is a smart man. Once again, he tells me these things. It usually takes me years to catch on. You're just watching a speedy evolution of a human being. I just went from like crawling to walking right here, right in front of your ears.
I think there's a good opportunity. These tend to pay. Last week paid bonkers. Also, if you're going to be playing and you're handicapping the sequence, have a little cash ready for those win bets. With a thinner pool like it is, you'll see that the 4-1 morning line that you really like goes off at 11-1. Throw a tenner on there. You know, build a little bankroll while you go. Definitely a good opportunity. 6 races, your start to finish. The whole day is only 6 races, start to finish, and you have the whole card done in about 2 hours.
Bingo, bango. No muss, no fuss. We're going to take one last break here at the Notorious OTB. When we come back, we'll wrap this show up. We will be right back. If you're like me, you know that the best days of the week is Monday, it's Thursday, it's Sunday. Why? Because it's NFL season, which is our favorite time of the year. And whether you're into fantasy leagues, betting on your team, or just talking highlights around the water cooler at work, the NFL season just got a lot better thanks to Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. So what is the Elias Game Plan? Well, it's the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats. Listen, your fantasy league probably runs off Elias Stat Bureau. They're the official statisticians of most U.S. sports leagues. And Elias Game Plan app is full of information and insights provided by their renowned research team, which means they constantly give you information that is up to date and that you can trust. Gives you everything from league-validated team and player news, head-to-head team comparisons ahead of their matchups, along with Elias key insights from the Elias statisticians, including injury impact analysis and expert game analysis, which can give you the advantage in betting, picking your fantasy lineups, or showing off your sports knowledge. And Elias Game Plan is releasing new features all the time, like chat function, which allows you to talk directly with their researchers. So you get the information you need to feel comfortable when making big decisions or betting on your fantasy team.
Elevate your NFL season today. Download the Elias Game Plan app. That's E-L-I-A-S. And right now I have a special offer for you when you subscribe. Get 15% off your annual subscription, but only if you use my promo code SGPN15. Find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN15. If you watch football, you need FuboTV. FuboTV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try FuboTV free for 7 days and get 50% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. Welcome back to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Holy crap, we are like a month away from the Breeders' Cup. Where is this year gone, Capone?
It is wild, and I feel like after watching Tebow last weekend at the parks, at the Pennsylvania Derby, I mean, Flightline, now Bob Baffert says, I'm not afraid of Tebow. I'm not Bob Baffert saying Tebow is not afraid of Flightline. It's tuning into a little, quite the little Breeders' Cup. I didn't think it was going to be as good before. I thought there was going to be like three or four singles on the card and move on. Yep. But we saw some, the Graveyard of Champions at Saratoga definitely pulled a couple of names off that you would have thought were easy singles earlier. Now you have a horse like Taba. Again, it's at Parks. It was a Pennsylvania Derby field that, how did that come back? How did White Barrio come out of that race? How did Cyber? I mean, it wasn't the greatest of races, in my opinion, but the horse did win pretty impressively in the center of the track, and it seemed like there was a little bit of kick left there. Breeders' Cup at Keeneland this year, that track plays weird again. That's another track that sometimes has a little bit of weird biases that go on in and out in it, so interested to see there. We got a nice couple week or two coming up, though, with these last races. You know, usually they're about 4 weeks out, those last races, to get those qualifying into the Breeders' Cup. What are you looking forward to most about this year's Breeders' Cup?
Let's see.
Please say Flatline Loonings. Please say Flatline Loonings. Please say Flatline Loonings.
I don't know. I will say Tabor ran a good race, but it's just like I'm so used to Bob backdooring his horses into the Breeders' Cup via Pennsylvania that I'm just not sure if he just like owns Parks, which I mean, congratulations. Like you own like fucking B&O Railroad on the Monopoly board. I don't know. I feel like there's some major like dirt sprint throwdowns that are probably due to happen. I'm kind of interested to see, was that just one clunker off of Jackie's Warrior, has Jackie's Warrior just kind of run his course? And if he has, kudos, because that has been just like an excellent run. I don't think there was any sprinter in North America that could have beat Jackie when he was firing, you know, in his prime in the early summer. Outside of that, I mean, I think the Turf Mile is probably going to be pretty good this year. I always look forward to trying to find the first Japanese horse that's going to like step up and win one of these races, be it like, a BC Turf, a BC Classic, even back to like a Kentucky Derby, because I just want to be the guy who has that ticket in my pocket whenever it actually does happen. Outside of that, I mean, I had my best Breeders' Cup possibly ever a couple of years ago at Keeneland, where I was just, I spanked it from Friday all the way through, all the way through late Saturday. And I will say though, I was alive to about, I want to say $12,000 to $14,000 in the pick five with the BC Juvenile, and I had one horse singled in the BC Juvie to let me down.
Corn dogs, Jackie. Corn dogs for all these people.
I learned to love and trust Jackie's Warrior again, even though Jackie's Warrior fucked me in that sequence. But yeah, man, I'm excited about Keeneland. It's a track I've never been to. Definitely on my bucket list. Yeah, man. What's your big looking forward to? What's your like outside of the classic? Is there one race that you're like, hell yeah?
I mean, you know me well enough. You've known me long enough. Turf sprinting is my thing. That's turf sprinting is what I love. My favorite horse of all time is in stud right now, but the best of the best, Disco Partner.
Disco Partner
was there's nothing better than a horse closing from 10 lengths at 5.5 furlongs to nip him at the wire. Still the juvenile, still the Jiper, world record holder, still holds the world record at 6 furlongs at Aqueduct. I mean, at Belmont, not Aqueduct, pardon me. I love it. And I really love the Juvie Turf Sprint. That's where I found my money. Twilight Gleaming last year was a hard single for me. I did very well. I put a big daily double into the juvenile turf, made a lot of money there. I'm really, really excited about this year's juvenile turf sprint. I think there's two real big contenders in there. Sharp as Attack for Doug O'Neill finished second last time out of Kentucky Downs, but hey, the Kentucky Downs is a little bit of a weird track. Horse ran the best race, but running uphill, I don't think helped it. And there's an Aiden O'Brien horse who I'm waiting to find out if he decides to come over that I'm really excited about. But in general, I love turf sprints. I love the Juvie Turf Sprint. I think there's really good opportunity to make money there. And what I'm outside of that, the thing I'm most excited about is what is going to happen with Aiden O'Brien and Charlie Appleby. What are they going to do? They are just crushing the turf in America right now. How many horses are they going to send over? Nation's Pride. We saw Nation's Pride over at Back the other week. And then we saw up at Woodbine. We saw the winner Modern Gains up there. I mean, these European turf horses, they better all come. Screw the arc. Have them all come over here. I want them here. I want to see them all race against the best in the world.
I'll tell you what, I had just like a terrible weekend. Was it either 2 weekends ago when I decided that I was going to go against Appleby at not only Woodbine, but also at the Back. And oh man, just like talk about like playing with your life and just throwing it away. Like that was it. Like I just got spanked by Charlie Appleby in two countries.
$2 million races, 11 minutes apart. Both grade ones. I mean, how do you beat that?
Yeah, that was brutal. Because like as one was finishing, I had to click it over. I was like, well, and then Dettori is going to do a flip off of this horse. Fucking great. That is it for us at the Notorious OTV. It is always a pleasure to have Andrew Capone. Check out his podcast, Who's Got the Action. Andrew, you got anything else you want to plug?
Nothing really. Just keep on firing. Meadowlands, Monmouth of the Meadowlands is a great meet. And let's get ready. We got a Breeders' Cup just over 30 days away.
I'm for it. Guys, once again, I was your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oaklawn. Give me a follow on Twitter, at Of Oaklawn. Give the show a follow, at Notorious_OTB. Like, subscribe, write a review. If you give me a poor review, just be prepared for that smoke. Here I come. We'll catch you next time.